Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The official clock here at the Hurricane Center on the wall is 12 o'clock noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. So it's time for the latest update on Hurricane Barry. And Hurricane, that's new. 75 miles an hour on the winds. Not much different than a tropical storm, so it's only 1 mile an hour. The impacts, the hazards, none of those change because now we have Hurricane in front of the name Barry. So slow movement. We look at the radar here. Just a slow movement of the system as forecast. The center right over here, partially on land, partially over the Gulf, right around Marsh Island. So very slow movement. The winds are there. We're already getting reports of some of that damage. So just because there's not full amounts of rain right around that center doesn't mean the winds aren't there, and it also doesn't mean that the rain's not still on the way. One of the different changes that we've seen over the last few hours, look at this trend. Some of this rain that we've been looking at over the Gulf of Mexico is now moving over southeast Louisiana and getting some pretty strong little bands of some of those storms on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain around St. Tammany Parish. So that rain is moving in, more to come with time. And look at these rain bands that we've been advertising for a few days. The storms appear to be moving fast, and they are, but if you really look at this entire area, notice that the rain continues to move over the same places, and that means those rainfall totals are going to keep adding up with time, and you're going to get some more flooding in that region. So you look at the moisture that's still on the way. We've been showing this, and it's important to look at how much we have yet to come. I mean, this is the Gulf of Mexico. This is a large area looking at Barry and how much water there still is to come in. This is looking at the clouds and how much moisture there is in the atmosphere. All this is expected to continue to move north and bring more rain for southeast Louisiana, and actually eventually inland, as you can see from the track. All that moisture is not just going to be right there on the coast, but with time. Look at this slow movement. Even on Monday and Tuesday, by Tuesday, the system up in Missouri and that entire time, because so slow, you can see some rainfall, especially right along and to the right-hand side of the storm. So there we have it. Don't necessarily pay attention just to this actual center. You got to look at this as just this big area of moisture moving northward out of the Gulf, and as a result, the rainfall. That's what we've been talking about so much. A very dangerous situation when it comes to the rain, and even those winds that we talked about, hurricane-force winds, you can really saturate that soil and knock down trees and power lines, causing a problem. This red area here, that's 10 to 15 inches of rainfall, causing problems for rivers and bayous, could be a big issue for some of those regions. But look at this, 6 to 10 inches of rain stretching into Mississippi, even in Arkansas. So just quite a bit of a problem associated with this rain, and especially to right along and to the right. So Mississippi, Gulf Coast, over to Alabama, it could get some big rainfall totals. The other thing that we've been mentioning is the storm surge, and we've been watching some of these levels continue to rise, some peaking out, some coming down. Over the next day or so, some of these values could go up depending on the tide cycle, but look at the values around Lake Pontchartrain, 3 to 5 foot, where we have a storm surge warning, and we're getting reports of some flooding on the north shore. And we've got readings of about 4.5 feet on the Mississippi coast, forecasting 3 to 5 in that storm surge. So a dangerous situation associated with this water, but look at this, 3 to 6 feet all along the Louisiana coast. That is very dangerous. So as a result, we're getting more impacts with time. The tides have come up. We've got some storm surge values and lots of rain to come. So we will continue to update you here from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Barry.